Now, Margaret Mills is back with me again this afternoon, and this week you're going to be looking at the Witchfinder General and what he was up to in Mistley, is that right?
Indeed I am.
Mm. Tell me more.
Matthew Hopkins is the man, and the years we're talking about are 1645 to 1647, so only a two-year period, but in that 2 years he managed to wreak havoc, not only in Essex, but he also spread his activities into Suffolk and Norfolk as well. Now, Matthew Hopkins, there's different opinions as to his occupation. We believe he was either a lawyer in Mistley or he was a lawyer's clerk. But he was certainly influenced by the amount of witchcraft legislation that had been passed, because you've got to remember that belief in witches was very real, and certainly King James I firmly believed that England was riddled with witches and that people needed to be very vigilant and to keep an eye on what their neighbours were up to. Well, Matthew Hopkins took this very seriously. He watched the people of Mistley. He eavesdropped on their conversations. He even was known to follow people around to try and catch them saying incriminating things. And certainly a number of people, to their cost, fell foul of him. Now, he seems to have appointed himself to this role. There was never anything official. He was never officially made a witch finder by the local magistrates, the local mayor, or the powers that be in the Essex area. He just seems to have taken it on himself. And he began reporting people to the authorities for various witchcraft-related activities. Mm. Now, this could be as simple as burning a light in your cottage late at night. And he would allege that you were trying to attract imps or devils to your cottage. It could be as simple as having a row with your neighbour and saying something really bad to your neighbour, and your neighbour then falling ill or suffering misfortune. And Hopkins would say, oh, you've put a curse on your neighbour, therefore you must be a witch. It could be as simple as having a dog or a cat, and he would allege that you talked to the dog or cat and they became your familiar or your agents of the devil. So Hopkins was very inventive. He was also very skilled at extracting so-called confessions from people who'd been accused of witchcraft. He did this by a mixture of methods, by intimidation, by torturing people, by sheer aggression, by threats. One of his favourite tortures was to dunk somebody in water and see if they sank. If you sank, you were innocent. If you floated or you swam in panic to try and save yourself, then your guilt was proved. And it's said that he sent at least 17 local people to the gallows in Chelmsford during the period 1645 to 1647. Mm. He had an accomplice, a man called John Stern. We don't know a lot about Stern, but some people also believe that he had a female accomplice as well, which seems to make sense, because an awful lot of people that were sent to the gallows for supposedly practicing witchcraft were elderly women, and he perhaps had a female accomplice to make it easier to spy on them, to listen to their conversations, and to follow them around.
Now, you say he's the Witchfinder General and he was based in Mistley, but did that mean that his remit covered the whole of the country?
Well, his self-imposed remit covered parts of the country. We don't believe that he went outside Essex, Suffolk and Norfolk, right, but he definitely progressed into Suffolk and Norfolk. We know that he brought charges of witchcraft against at least one person in Great Yarmouth.
So it wasn't an official appointment?
There was nothing official about it. But the justices of the peace, the officers of the law, such as there were, seemed to be quite happy to take the word of this man, which has led some people to say that he was actually practicing witchcraft himself.
Right, okay, fair enough.
The other strange thing about Hopkins is we believe he died in 1647, but nobody knows for sure where he's buried. Nobody knows for certain what he died of. Many people say that because he was himself a witch, eventually the devil claimed him.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for that, Margaret. And where are you off to next week then?
Next time I shall be looking at the Brentwood martyr, William Hunter.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.